This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The new mayor of Lawrence, Dan Rivera, is determined to turn his tough luck city around. On his agenda are improving the schools, lowering the crime rate, and boosting the local economy. And now this. To change Lawrence's image, he's put in place a dress code for city employees that bans casual clothing. That includes T-shirts, jeans, shorts, and overalls, and men working in an office environment must wear a tie. Not everyone is happy about that change. Local unions have filed a grievance, but so far, Rivera isn't backing down. We spoke with him this afternoon and asked why he believes city workers' attire could play a role in Lawrence's attempted turnaround.
I was in the service, and you know, the way we dressed was really important to the way we had esprit de corps, and we had a sense of part of the team. And more importantly, when people came around to look at whether or not a unit was effective, that was one way to gauge, because it's kind of a canary in the coal mine. You know, it's if they get this piece right, the first impression right, there's a higher likelihood that they're a professional set of individuals. So it's just, you know, a small way, a small indicator that we are professional people.
And on the flip side of that, did you feel like when people weren't dressed very sharply and very professionally, that that actually kind of eroded a first
impression?
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, when we deal with business and they're trying to spend money, they're trying to build a business, they come in for a permit, and the person on the other side of the table looks like they don't take their life very seriously. It's a small thing, but as we try to change people's minds about Lawrence and get people to look at Lawrence in a different way, part of it is that we just got to act in a different way.
Now, your memo has actually banned clothing like sweats and pajamas. Were people actually showing up at work in PJs?
We just wanted to make sure we covered all the grounds. You know, I think there's some ladies' clothing that borders on looking like gym workout clothes and things of that nature, and you know, Lycra or spandex, and we just wanted to make sure there was no stone unturned, and everybody was clear about what we were talking about.
Are you already seeing city employees come to work looking more polished?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I see all the guys in ties. We do have a group of folks who think it's, you know, it's not taking it as seriously as they wish, but we're working on that too. And I think that at the end of the day, everybody, we want to make sure that everyone knows that when they come to Lawrence to do business, A, that we're open for business, and B, that they're going to get professional service.
We spoke this morning with one of the local building inspectors, Lawrence Hester. He's been there 36 years, and he's president of Local 1402, which is the union that represents the inspectors.
Yeah.
And he acknowledged, as you've pointed out, that employees get a $400 a year clothing allowance.
Yep.
But he said the reality is that they're out at dirty construction sites, and that has to be factored in. And here's one of the things he said to us.
Personally, I've already expended over another $300, $400 worth of clothes, which could even go into more, because how are you going to wear a pair of pants that you rubbed up against a nail that ripped it, or you got joint compound on it?
So what about that point, that sometimes the workplace they're in, like a field site, doesn't make it practical to be fancily dressed?
Yeah, no, I think that's a legitimate question. And what I would say is that I don't think that jeans are appropriate. There are work clothes that don't look like they're dressed down. And I think they should wear ties because they're the ones that are providing permits.
Even if they're in a building, filthy building or a construction site?
First of all, I mean, if you go with a contractor, general contractor, the general contractor sometimes will have a tie and will dress appropriately. They'll have a button-down shirt. They're on the site very, you know, again, and we allow them to change and come back, as long as when they're in the hall, they're wearing a tie.
Were you surprised to get pushback to this, given that your ultimate goal is sort of a positive one?
No.
You expected it?
Of course.
Why?
Change is difficult.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing a tie and a suit jacket. I'm actually in a full suit.
Are you really?
Yeah, because I had to go to the Federal Reserve to talk about the new face of Lawrence and how we're changing things here.
And will your tie rule be in effect even in the steamy summer months, as hard as those may be to imagine this winter?
Absolutely. This is not an effort just to control the way they dress. This is an effort to show the world that Lawrence is open for business and that Lawrence means business when you come talk to them.
Dan Rivera is the mayor of Lawrence, and he's been talking to us about the new dress code he's instituted for city employees. Dan, thanks very much.
Thank you.